Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse, today, Thursday, July 28, 2022. Now, yesterday we covered the arraignment of a former Indiana congressman, Stephen Bouyer. It's spelled Buyer, and he bought the stock of Sprint when the firm he was lobbying for, T-Mobile, was about to announce a merger with them. Well, now he's indicted. He was released, of course, on bond, and I'll show you. He and his lawyer came out and walked right down the street, and basically the lawyer cut him loose and had him walk toward the housing projects. There's not a lot down there. I mean, I love it down there, but it wasn't... I think the lawyer made a mistake, and you'll find that video up. We also then, later in the afternoon yesterday, and this is just kind of a grab bag, went to cover a DEA case for Judge Codal, and as soon as we walked in, there was a sidebar, and they said, we're sealing the courtroom. But, to his credit, there was an audio speaker set up in courtroom 15A, which happens to be the courtroom in which Joshua Schulte was tried and convicted. Haven't seen anything done yet on the juror who admitted that they violated Judge Furman's orders. I'm kind of waiting to see what will happen on that. Watch this space. In other news, behind me in 40 Foley, there's a sex trafficking case. And I couldn't help think about Ghislaine Maxwell in the trial also in that same building, because other than supporters of the sex trafficker, there was nobody there. I was there, and there were five CSOs looking at the crowd who had heckled the victim. I think it's worse than you think, sex trafficking cases, because sometimes the pimp has supporters, and sometimes the victim has nothing. Speaking of having nothing, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, people have protested the UN. They've been doing it for years. The UN has basically paid itself billions of dollars to do nothing for this a physically rich but economically poor country. Well, people protested and the UN shot them. Three of the UN were shot as well, or killed, but they killed protesters. And when they were asked about it yesterday, their guy, Mr. Diagne, said they were carrying off bags of rice, they were just looters. So now the UN, under Antonio Guterres, kills hungry people. Well, we're going back in.